Tropical Storm Isaac may be making headlines after delaying the start of the RNC.
Good morning, George. We've already had a lot of wind and a lot of rain here this morning in Tampa, but what convention officials...
But the media blitz in Tampa shows no sign of stopping. Reporters from the Washington Post asked an interesting question. Why pick a state in Hurricane Alley in peak hurricane season for an all-important nominating convention where visuals are everything? The Daily Beast asked Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin if Florida was a good choice for the convention. I don't want to be getting into that, he said, but probably not. Tampa residents disagree. Down on Bayshore Boulevard, the water splashed over the railings as the wind whipped Tampa resident Marty Bauer's long hair. Does he think the RNC picked the wrong state?
It's not a mistake to have the RNC here. This is beautiful. They couldn't tell that there was going to be a storm out in the Gulf.
Resident Robert Cabrera.
It's like the politicians tried to challenge Mother Nature, and in a way they lost, but in a way we won, because with the economy the way it is, hopefully with the revenue that it brings in into the city of Tampa.
Adam Smith and Charles Matesian of the Tampa Bay Times call Florida a mega state so diverse that it mirrors the nation's moods, sentiments, and demographics. Florida's America, today's America, and tomorrow's. So why hold the Republican National Convention in Florida? As you know, it's certainly not for the August weather. America's biggest swing state is a must-win for your nominee, but more importantly, the way Romney is introduced to America from the Tampa Bay Times Forum, the way the rhetoric this week is framed on the economy, entitlements, and diversity, could all be pivotal to how Florida votes. Win over Florida, win over the nation. So some say it's no wonder the RNC is being held in an all-important battleground state. Eric Deggins of the Tampa Bay Times says, enough with the strippers and stereotypes, calling pre-RNC coverage a beating of Florida.
But the coverage I was disappointed in was the coverage before the RNC actually started. People did stories trying to sort of assess the state of Florida and the state of Tampa before things got going. And they felt very superficial. They felt a bit insulting. And they felt as if they hadn't really taken the time to get to know the city well enough to understand all the different forces that are at work in our political setup here.
Deggins has some advice for visiting journalists.
I would suggest that anybody who wants to incorporate the flavor of the area in their reporting take part of a day and just get outside the bubble and, go to Lakeland if they can, or go to St. Petersburg, or go to Clearwater, and just walk around and talk to people and get a sense of what they're thinking outside of this very, intense bubble of political and media attention.
He says outside the security zone, reporters just find a fuller and more complex picture of our region. And that's what they're saying. Carmel Delshad, WUSF 89.7 News.